in Miami, the New World Symphony is a refuge for talented young classical musicians. For 3 years, they have all their expenses paid while they play concerts, take classes, and begin their careers in music. NPR's Ari Shapiro has been following the fellows through 1 year of their program. Today, he reports on the business of classical music and how the New World Symphony prepares these musicians for the real world.
New World Symphony fellow Wong Hao is on stage at Miami's Lincoln Theater practicing his Gershwin. Actually, his playing doesn't need much work. He's primarily here to practice speaking about Gershwin, something he's not used to doing in English.
Tonight is going to play a piece written by Gershwin, was originally based on the opera, and arranged by Yasha Heifetz. You know, I think it's very, very nervous for me to hear my sound from the speaker.
This is Wong's first time with a microphone. He's training with New World Symphony performance coach Seda Suzuki.
Now, when you say the word world, that's a very difficult word to say for Spanish people as well as for Asian people.
Uh-huh.
For the Spanish people, it's because we don't have the W sound like that. And then for the Asians, it's because you have an R and an L.
World.
Wong trained at a music school in Shanghai, China, and then at Juilliard. So why does a musician of his talents need speaking skills? In case he gets called to an event like this one. In the penthouse suite of a luxury oceanfront apartment building, a quartet of New World Symphony fellows is now in the spotlight. These musicians have been decked out in borrowed diamonds for the evening. There's a 180-degree view of the ocean, hot pink roses everywhere, and models mingling with the guests. It's a cocktail party for friends of the orchestra, and each musician is playing the role of celebrity ambassador, spokesperson, and fundraiser.
Okay, one, two, three. Okay. Great, thank you, ladies.
Stay right there.
Another magazine.
Oh, and they're also here to play some Mozart. The music occupies maybe 20 minutes of this three-hour event. The rest of it is pretty much like this.
Look right here. Cool. Big, I love it. There we go. One, two, three. Cool. And one more time. Okay.
The musicians are posing for photos, being told, look sexy, smile, now sultry. Violinist Veronica Pellegrini is one of them.
You need to be able to be social, to know how to talk to people, how to get all the community involved. They want to know us. They just don't want to go see the concert and see us on stage. They want to see who we are, why I play violin, why I came all the way from Spain to United States to Miami to play violin in the New World Symphony.
It's not a role that Pellegrini is always comfortable with.
Because I have these issues with speaking in English. I get really scared and really nervous, and we go to schools and then we're supposed to introduce the pieces that we're going to play and talk a little bit about the composer, and I'm always like, I'm not talking. I'll play, but you guys do the talking.
But, says New World Symphony Dean of Musicians Pat Knott, the public role is one that's more or less required of classical musicians today.
There's a great deal required off stage as well as on stage.
She says it used to be that symphonies could play great music and trust that the audience would come to hear it. That's no longer the case.
There's too much competition with live concerts these days, what with television and such a variety of things. Every person has a tremendous choice of activities on a daily basis. So the arts are competing.
And orchestras are doing so in a variety of ways, not just by training musicians to schmooze, but also by creating arts education programs to fill in the gaps that public schools have left behind.
Listen to the rhythm. Ba-bum. 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 It's a very light, bouncing rhythm. Almost a march. Well, very much a march here.
Karen Birch is a third-year oboist at New World. She's instructing a group of adults in the nuances of Beethoven. It's a free class on the stage of the Lincoln Theater, and anyone can drop in.
I love doing these adult education classes. I just think they're a really good opportunity to get to know the audience.
The classes also create a more informed and more loyal audience.
Every time I do one of these, my whole goal is to create a better listener in the concert hall so that the next time someone goes in to hear a concert, they're going to understand that much more about what we're doing and what we're trying to say.
Henry Fogel is president and CEO of the American Symphony Orchestra League. He says the New World Symphony is at the forefront of efforts to train musicians for the roles they'll have to play offstage. But nearly every American orchestra is struggling with these issues, trying to find ways to keep classical music relevant and keep audiences engaged.
I think we are in an experimental stage, and by definition, if organizations are going to experiment, some of those will be more successful than others. A couple of orchestras have tried using video screens showing shots of the conductor from different angles during the concert. And frankly, the reactions after that have been wildly variable. Some people have loved it and some people have hated it.
It's a balancing act between remaining true to classical music's roots and making it fresh for new audiences. That tension manifests itself in nearly everything an orchestra does, even down to the choice of music. So an evening might include both a challenging piece and something that the audience recognizes. In this case, New World Symphony Artistic Director Michael Tilson Thomas's contrabassoon piece, Urban Legend, followed Rossini's more familiar Overture to the Thieving Magpie. The program scores points with both camps in the audience, those who are eager for something new and those who want to hear something they know. This concert sold out. While many in and outside of the New World Symphony believe that the classical music world will face increasing challenges in the coming years, no one seems to be daunted by it. As one musician put it, "Of course we're optimistic. Otherwise we wouldn't be in this business." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Miami.
You can hear music from the New World Symphony and the first part of our series at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.